Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
In an extraordinary move, the U.S. is closing embassies around the world.
Current information suggests that Al-Qaeda and its affiliated organizations continue to plan terrorist attacks both in the region and beyond.
I think the fact that you see unprecedented action in 21 embassies being closed, this is being taken very, very seriously.
It is an Al-Qaeda threat, yeah. So it is of the Al-Qaeda branch. The intent is to attack Western, not just U.S. interests.
Terrorists, the bulletin says, may use a variety of means and weapons and target both official and private interests.
All right. And the sun shines on. God bless America. I don't know if we can survive this big lie. Welcome to the program. Do you believe them? Do you believe this terror alert is real, or is it an attempt to justify Obama's spying on innocent American citizens? I told you last night I'm skeptical by nature or by training. I'm a cynic by experience. And after four some odd years with this character in the White House and his charades, I frankly have no reason to believe that this terror threat is real. They're closing the embassies, so they're saying, see, now we have to spy on you. And look what we did. We just found out that Al-Qaeda is about to attack us. We're going to save you again. So now if it doesn't happen, they'll say they stopped it. If it does happen, they'll say, well, we try to stop it. But we certainly will learn that it's important that they continue to spy on innocent American citizens. I mean, why is this threat real or not? I have to ask you again. Let me rewind the tape. You know what I'm talking about? Am I the only person in the media who is skeptical of the administration? I doubt it. Am I the only person in the media who's asking the question, is this terror alert real? By the way, you're listening to The Savage Nation. This is not a show coming in on your dental filling. You're not thinking to yourself. You're not speaking out loud. You're not thinking these thoughts. I'm thinking these thoughts, and I'm projecting them through the miracle of the microphone and electrons into your brain. I think it's still legal to ask a question in America, although I'm not certain. I guess this could be considered some kind of terrorist attack, even asking a question under Obama. But, hey, I'll ask it until it becomes illegal, then I'll follow the law. But I'm asking you again, do you believe this terror alert is real? Well, how would you know? You can't even answer the question when you think about it. What, are you going to say yes or no? I mean, I think it's suspicious. They're closing all these embassies. What does that say to you? Why are they closing all of these embassies? So they can say, well, hey, we have a justifiable threat. And anything Peter King says and a gang joins the government at this stage. You know that Peter King is now admired by Charlie Rangel? Peter King and Governor Christie have so moved to the left that even a character like Charlie Rangel says he can do business with him. In other words, they've gone over to the other side. How this happened, I don't know. I used to like both of them. How does this happen so fast? Is this real or false? Terror threat from Al-Qaeda. Here we go again. The dancing puppets are drawn out again from the closet. The puppets are brought out. The strings are put up on top of the cage. And Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Ooh, it's like a Punch and Judy show. So they've been spying on the average American for no reason. There's even an outcry amongst liberals about the spying on average Americans. The ACLU said it's illegal. The far left, the middle left, is saying no to Obama. You shouldn't be doing it. It's worse than Bush. Stop it. So in order to justify, how do you justify spying on the average American? Well, I don't know. You say there's a threat. Then you find the threat. Maybe they'll get some ragtag guy out of the desert in Yemen. They'll say, we caught him just in time. Here he is with the sizzling bomb. Here he is, some yokel with a sheep. They'll get some goat shepherd. They'll yank him out of the desert on a helicopter and throw him into a cell somewhere and say, we caught him with the bomb. I don't believe anything anymore. I just don't. I'm sorry. I've lost all faith in the government media complex. A phrase I coined in 1998. That's right. It was I, not Rush. I know Rush is the God Almighty of the conservative media. God bless him. He's done a very good job. But he's not the God Almighty of the conservative media. Okay? And I'll tell you right now, I coined the phrase, beware the government media complex, in 1998. And you have to understand that there's a reason that I gave that speech in 1998 before the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, when they permitted one conservative on the board who got me in there. And I warned America that under Bill Clinton, it was becoming increasingly clear to me that there was a government media complex along the lines of what Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. It's too cozy a relationship. Well, now we've come to the point where there is no government media complex. It's so reversed now, it's the media government complex. I actually believe in my heart of hearts that the government answers to the media, not the other way around. It's not the government telling the media what to do. It's the media literally dictating to the government what to do. Look at who owns the media. Take a look at your ownership. Look at your interlocking corporate directorships. Take a look who's on the board of CNN, MSNBC, General Electric, Fox. Take a look at it, and you'll understand what I'm saying to you. So it comes back to, why should I believe a word they tell me? So it justifies, but it justifies the budgets of CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, and tells us, oh, well, you know, we got to give up our freedom in order to be secure. But Ben Franklin warned us, those who would give up a little freedom for a little more security will have neither freedom nor security. It's a mangled version of what Ben Franklin said, but he was right. How much more freedom do you have to give up to this character in the White House until you realize you're a slave? Is it real or not? And there's a secondary question that I'm embarrassed to ask, because it's very insensitive of me to ask this question. We're told it's the end of Ramadan. Oh, and said they celebrate a holy holiday by blowing things up? Let me see now. During Easter, do the Christians threaten to blow up embassies across the world? No. Let's see. Amongst Jews, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, do the Arabs cower in their caves and in their palaces and in their huts because they're afraid the Jews are going to blow up embassies across Arabia? No. But there's one religion, and Buddhists, when they have their high holy days, whatever they may be, do they threaten to blow up embassies? No. So there's one religion on the planet that threatens to blow things up to celebrate their holiday and their prophet? Wow! Why don't you introduce that religion into every American school and every American textbook and teach the children that it's a religion of peace? Go ahead. Keep brainwashing the poor children that you drug up so they don't know what the hell is going on, and then fill them with garbage. So when Passover ends, I don't see the Arabs closing their embassies and running into caves and closing down their palaces and running into their bomb shelters or flying off to Zurich. And during the Christmas, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I don't see them closing their embassies. Do you, Mr. King of New York? How real is this to you? Is this real or false? Yes or no? I want your answer on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. Or are you skeptical? Do you believe that the violations of your privacy by Obama and the spies, the spooks, of which there's about 1,200,000 people, the last I read, with top secret security, top secret, top secret, top secret, top secret, top secret. The schmuck just comes out of college. They give him a top secret security clearance. They could look into your gynecological records. They could research your proctologist's notes. It's national security. Turn over the proctology report. I want to see what he's doing in that proctologist's office. I'd like to see the report. I got top secret clearance. You know, it's good to be free, and thank God I'm still free. And that's why I played Lights from Journey, because I remember when I was off the radio for a month or two in between the syndication deals, I remember the day I found out I was coming back on Cumulus and I would have these great stations, including KSFO in San Francisco. I couldn't wait to get back on the air. And I'm back on the air. And I'm glad you're listening to me on the air. And I'm glad you found the Savage Nation. And I'll ask you again, do you believe this terror alert is real? Or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? Before the show, I went to some mall I go to sometimes, and I look at ordinary people. I don't know if they're smart or stupid. I don't know what they are. I'm sure it's a mixture. The women are buying the shoes. The shoe department, they're killing each other to buy the shoes. The children are eating ice cream cones. The manic depressives are lining up around the block for a coffee. they don't even know what's going on around them. That's the average American. It's summertime. It's summertime. That's all. They don't know. They have no idea who they think the president is Obama. They're pretty sure of it. And he's a great guy. He's wonderful. That's all. They're nothing. They don't care about spying. They don't care if the government knows whether they bought Manalo shoes or a Seagram 7. They don't care. So what do you think? Is it real or is it false? And what do you think about a religion that celebrates the end of a holy day by wanting to blow things up? Wow! Wow! I'm dreaming of a white Christmas by Bing Crosby. So the next time he sings White Christmas, should the Arabs cower and close their embassies around the world? Of course not. Christianity is a religion of peace. Judaism is a religion of peace. Buddhism is a religion of peace. Hinduism is a religion of peace. But they're not called religions of peace. To the haters on the left, they're hateful religions. You get it? What's your opinion? I'll take your calls, I promise you. Can you prove that there's a terror threat? It's impossible. See, there's no way to prove there is a terror threat. How do you prove this? If there isn't one, they say they stopped it. If something does occur, they say they almost stopped it, but they knew it was coming. Is it real or false? 855-407-282 is my phone number. What do you think? I'm taking the pulse of America. This is the Savage Nation, the antidote to apathy. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores. Lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
KSFO traffic from the Oakland Coliseum. If you are on your way to the A's and Rangers, look for some slow traffic southbound 880 through downtown Oakland from about 980. Northbound 880, the slowdown from Thornton and Fremont now up to 238. Starting to get a little better. Northbound 101 out of San Francisco, bumper to bumper 280 onto the lower deck. Have a car fire eastbound 24 after Acalanas. Second lane from the left is blocked there. Southbound 87, a Taylor crash in San Jose. I'm Dave Fowkes from the Oakland Coliseum. KSFO.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
In an extraordinary move, the U.S. is closing embassies around the world.
Current information suggests that Al-Qaeda and its affiliated organizations continue to plan terrorist attacks both in the region and beyond.
I think the fact that you see...
All right, we heard the picture. You got the... Now, first of all, Obama said Al-Qaeda was on the run and finished. That was a while ago, so I guess that wasn't true. So what is true in what he says? Now, this is true? Do you believe this terror alert is real, or are you skeptical and cynical, and you see it as a naked attempt to justify the massive spying on innocent American citizens that's being engaged in by this administration? That's a very clear statement. Somebody has to put a stop to this random spying. We're living in East Germany now. The Stasi is out there now. They speak in a different language. They're nice girls from Brown University. They're little college boys who just got out of college or joined the various intelligence agencies. They don't look like evil East German spies in a James Bond movie. They look like the girl and guy next door. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how they looked in Germany, too. They didn't look evil to them. They're just doing their job, following orders. So I'm sorry, I'm skeptical. What do you think, though? Maybe it's me. Maybe I have backed myself into a corner now with such suspicion of Obama that everything that is said I don't believe. It could be. You know, what do you think? Huh? Okay, let's take some calls. WABC Lewis, go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I may not be able to prove that Al-Qaeda is part of this issue, but I could potentially prove that they're not part of the issue. And the thing that tipped the hand is that they decided to close the Tel Aviv embassy, U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv. That makes absolutely no sense. I mean, if I were an official and I was in the Middle East and I was threatened by Al-Qaeda, I would run to the Israeli.
So you're saying that they're closing the embassy in Tel Aviv, the American embassy, for no reason. There's no way for the Al-Qaeda to get near it.
Yeah, that's bogus to me. You know, now, that doesn't mean there's not a threat. So there's two possibilities.
Either the Israelis haven't had any terror bombings for a couple of years since they put in the wall, which the liberals said was racist.
Right.
Since they frisk everybody, which they said was racist. They didn't give a damn what anyone said to them. They've kept their women and children and their old men safe by not listening to the Nelly Bells here in America, where everything you do to defend yourself is considered racism or somehow fascism. So the Israelis are able to defend themselves domestically, at least, from bombing. therefore, I would assume the American embassy is as secure as you can get in the world, is what you're saying.
That's right. So there's two possibilities. A, either that this is bogus, or B, what they're really anticipating is that potentially Israel is going to attack Iran, and the proverbial fan is going to get soiled. And everybody...
Oh, you think that that could happen this weekend? That's nice. And I was going to... I was going to have a night. I was going to go somewhere Sunday. I guess I'll stay home and watch the fireworks. Again, Israel's threatening to bomb Iran. How long can this go on? That's the longest running almost show in American political history.
I know. Well, they
I mean, come on already with Israel. Golda Meir died, you know, Israel's no longer Israel.
Well, I think
Israel's become Irving Berlin.
Well, you know,
it's like an Irving Berlin show. It's like a song.
Right.
Well, what's with Iran? Every other day, they threaten with Iran. Every other day. How come they haven't done it yet if they're going to do it? What? 2 years ago, before the election, Netanyahu was saying, we have 2 weeks left. The clock is ticking. 2 weeks to go. 13 days to go. 10 days to go. I'm dreaming of a way. And then Christmas came and nothing happened. Then Obama won. There was no longer a threat about every 2 minutes. They're going to get the bomb. They almost got the bomb. Do they have the bomb? 2 minutes to Armageddon. I mean, what do they want us to believe them too? I don't believe a word Israel says. How's that, Lewis?
Well, you know...
Let's stop putting Israel on a podium. I don't know who's wagging whose dog. I don't believe a word I hear from the government at all, any government. Do you? Why shouldn't a citizen automatically trust the government? Explain to me.
You can't. That's why, you know, when I saw that Israel was...
55% of the people don't work. 55% of the people are deadbeat bums who steal my money. 55% of the bums sit around there trying to get more money. Fake disability rackets, you name it. You name it, fake disability rackets. One thing after the other, all being fed Obamacare, food stamps, this stamp, that stamp. Driving around in Mercedes and buying stuff in supermarkets that they can't buy. Are you joking? Sending foodstuffs to the Caribbean. No one cracks down on them. Then on the corporate level, GE pays no taxes on $5 billion in revenue. Microsoft pays almost no taxes, the last I checked. Google pays almost no taxes and uses a military hangar at Moffett Field. How did that all happen? How'd that all happen? I said I should trust the government that treats people so unfairly. See, I speak for millions of you. I can't be the only man in America who thinks this way, am I? Should I shut the lights out and just go home?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. We start with the Friday afternoon commute, eastbound 80, Air Base Parkway, Fairfield crash, left lane's blocked. Traffic going to be backed up on that escape route. To the other end of the bay, San Jose, southbound 87, Taylor, slow traffic, crashed off to the right side now. Westbound 237 before Great America, looks like debris is left over in the two left lanes. It was a crash. Traffic is slow past the area. Very heavy traffic northbound 680 trying to get over the Sunol grade. It starts at Jacklin as you head towards Andrade. Eastbound 580 slow and go still from Pleasanton through Livermore. Northbound 880 slow out of Fremont Thornton up to 238. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by Hornblower Cruises and Events. Come aboard Hornblower Cruises for a one-of-a-kind dining experience, spectacular views, and entertainment on board. Whether it's a brunch or dinner cruise, you dine on scrumptious gourmet fare and spectacular views. Book your memories today at hornblower.com.
Did you know that there are thousands of variable situations when it comes to Social Security? And if you're not paying attention, it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in Social Security income. Hey, it's Katie Green. And if you're taking your future Social Security income for granted, don't. Call our good friend and colleague Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300 to get the answers about how you can maximize your Social Security benefits. O'Donnell Financial Group is a locally owned and operated independent advisory, and it has been for the past 25 years with locations throughout the Bay Area. You owe it to yourself to get a complimentary review to make sure you're maximizing what is rightfully yours. If you're under 70 years old and haven't started taking your Social Security income benefits yet, call 866-496-2300 or online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Securities America, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Securities America and O'Donnell Financial Group are separate, unaffiliated companies.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Some people think at Planet Orange, we charge more to eliminate termites and fix the damage they cause. Why? Well, maybe it's because Planet Orange was recently honored with the Silicon Valley Chamber of Commerce Small Business of the Year Award. Or because we're the official pest control provider to the San Jose Sharks. Maybe it's because Planet Orange is one of the Bay Area's most experienced termite control companies, with over 20,000 homes serviced in the last 5 years alone. Or it could be our complete range of customizable treatment options. Some people think success equals expense. Not at Planet Orange, and we're willing to prove it. Call 800-7-ORANGE and we'll beat any competitor's bid by 10%. Homeowners, realtors, property managers, if you have a termite problem, call 800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com and we'll beat any competitor's bid by 10%. Planet Orange is locally owned and operated with the best guarantee and world-class service without the world-class price tag. So call 800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves. And neither should you on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The chairman of the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee said Al-Qaeda appears to be behind a threat that has prompted several U.S. embassies to close on Sunday, which is, of course, not of course, which is the marks the end of Ramadan, a holiday in the Muslim calendar. I don't know of any other religion that celebrates the end of a religious holiday by threatening to blow up embassies, but we'll put that aside as a separate conversation. It is my understanding that it is Al-Qaeda linked and the threat emanates in the Middle East and in Central Asia, Representative Ed Royce said Friday on CNN's New Day program. Royce, a Republican, said he and several other lawmakers met 2 days ago with Vice President Joe Biden on the threat. Joe Biden's the same one who outed the SEAL Team 6. Okay, so it's coming from Joe Biden already. That's another factor to put onto the cynical scale. Here we go. And we're going to take whatever steps necessary to protect our personnel overseas. When we do have an indication of threat, we take that seriously. Great. Very, very nice. I'm glad they're protected. They protect them. It's good. They protect their own, except in Benghazi. And not only did they not protect in Benghazi. They didn't protest the embassies in Benghazi. I didn't see they protected the embassies in Benghazi. They didn't. So now, who is behind these threats to embassies? This is sort of like a fireman who gets a huge budget to put out fires, and there haven't been any fires. So they say we have a threat that the that there's going to be a fire in 36 embassies around the world tomorrow. I don't know. And then we hear the CIA is threatening employees. The CNN, it's not my reporting. I don't need any more trouble. CNN's reporting that the CIA is threatening every CIA employee with polygraph tests daily to make sure they're not leaking to the press anything about Benghazi. You hear? Wow. Whoa. Whoa. Boy, oh boy. So let's see, on Christmas, after the end of Christmas, Christians don't threaten to blow up embassies across the Arabian landscape. At the end of Passover, the Jews don't take their matzah and threaten to turn it into some kind of bomb. They blow up Arabian embassies to celebrate the end of Passover. What is this with a religion that threatens to blow things up to celebrate a holiday? I don't understand this. Well, I understand there's a few renegades. It's not the religion per se. The religion per se is a religion of peace, by and large. These are a few rogue elements within the religion. You know, a rogue element. So let's see, there's 1.2 billion Muslims, and there's a rogue element is 1%. 1% of 1.2 billion, how many people that is? That's not a lot. That's a lot of people. Let's say it's 1% of Muslims are extremists. Say 1%. So what's 1% of a billion? Do the math. But I think that we should legalize every illegal in the country, no matter where they're from, because it would be racist to, if you're going to legalize all the Mexicans here illegally, for example, then you should legalize any Muslim who's here, even if he's plotting to bomb us. You should give him amnesty, because otherwise it would be racist to exclude the Muslims and give them a secondary screening. They should screen your grandmother at the airport. The TSA should screen your grandmother's underwear, even if she's in a wheelchair and she's a nun. But you wouldn't want to screen a Muslim who came in here illegally, because that would be racist. Rochester, New York, WHAM, Yanth. I don't know how to pronounce the name. Yanth, you're on the Savage Nation.
I agree with what you're saying in principle. But in this case, I'm a professional astrologer. I've been doing what I do for almost 30 years. And this is real.
Listen. I know, you know, although I'm scientifically trained, I actually believe in astrology up to a certain point. And that offends most of my religious listeners who think astrology is witchcraft. But that's okay. I draw intelligence from any source I personally can, since I don't know anybody. So you think that according to the astrological star charts, this is a real threat?
Yes. When Mars and Neptune line up, it's a really nasty combination when those two get together.
So this is the only threat we have, not a train going off a track, a plane falling out of the sky, a jaguar not starting, a double migraine, the dog getting a toothache. I mean, only the Al-Qaeda threat comes up?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that when something like the Al-Qaeda threat comes up, generally you'll see up in the sky what is going on up in the sky. And it's not even exact until August 11th.
All right, so you're saying it's a time of what? The planets are indicating that something catastrophic can happen. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. When Mars and Neptune...
Well, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Does that apply to individuals as well? All of my listeners should be afraid that something personally is going to happen to them, a catastrophic event in their own life?
Not every single person, because every single person's chart is different.
So what chart are you reading? Al Qaeda's chart?
One doesn't have to read anyone in particular's chart to know.
Okay, well, wait a minute. You just said you're not reading anyone in particular's chart. So how would you then say that it's potentially realistic?
Because when this kind of thing happens, it corresponds to certain things going on up in the sky. And when this kind of evil is contemplated and planned, you will see it reflected if you watch the planets. And the aspect between Mars and Neptune that reflects this is exact on August 11th. There's another one on September 2nd. And it doesn't happen just at the moment of the...
August 11th, you said, but they're saying it's going to happen this Sunday. which is August 4th.
Next thing I was going to say is that the energy builds up towards it well in advance.
Oh.
And it would make sense.
All right, so what about like, I'm going to lay it on the line and make it very personal. So should I be worried, too, about some event?
I wouldn't know that unless I looked at your individual chart.
All right, well, that's fair enough, thank God. I mean, I'm just joking. How would I know? I don't have my palms read anymore. I don't have my horoscope read anymore. When I was young, I did that kind of thing. I think it was a product of alcohol and marijuana, frankly, and idiocy. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I believe that I used to ask people, show my hand, was stupid, wasted my time. If I had only bought the building in which the bar was in the East Village, imagine, instead of looking, trying to be Mr. Bohemian in the bar, in the West Village, read my palm, is there a poet there? What can I do? Look at the girl with the long hair. Instead of doing that, if I'd bought a piece of real estate in the slum at that time instead, could you imagine? Idiot. Children don't know anything. In that sense, Obama's right for putting children up to age 26 on Obamacare and their parents' home. They're morons. They have no idea what's going on in the world unless they've gone into the military. Then they come out with a knowledge of the world. Otherwise, they're morons. What do they know? Nothing. So can we move? Does this mean it? Is this true or false? Whatever. There's so many other good sound bites here. I don't know where to begin, so I'll begin here. You're not going to believe what you're about to hear as we talk about the terror threat, real or false. But I feel obligated to play this for you because when I heard it, I said, this can't be real. You're making this up. Officials in Seattle, Washington, a land of the Goonie Bird, are looking to ban offensive words such as citizen and brown bag. I'm not making it up. They find the word citizen offensive and the word brown bag offensive. Listen to clip 5.
As people who work in city government, we represent all the residents of Seattle.
That is part of the memo to City Hall that spells it all out, a recommendation to no longer use the terms citizen or brown bag. The Office for Civil Rights says Seattle serves all residents, whether they're citizens or not. Some like it and some don't.
I think it's ridiculous.
In the sense that citizenship means, like, legal matters. It might not account for everybody.
And while city leaders publicize brown bag lunch meetings all the time, the term does have a sordid history.
It used to be a way that people could judge the skin color.
What? You mean you're having a brown bag lunch? That's racist? The bag was brown, you moron. You stupid idiot. You hear the voice of the city official, Elliot Bronson? Where do they find these people? Do they all gravitate from the mental hospitals into Seattle? It gets even worse. Listen to clip 6. This
what
is from Cuomo TV.
What else might governments try to ban? Brown bags come from the supermarket near the black olives, the white onions, and the yellow mustard.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
We all want a white Christmas, and a lot of us tie yellow ribbons around that old oak tree, while UW students spend years walking through Red Square. But the city of Seattle is not alone. State lawmakers just voted to remove all gender-specific words in official records. Freshmen are now first years journeymen. Our journey level and penmanship, handwriting.
Yes, this is what you call insanity. I penned a book a number of years ago in 05 called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. Doc Savage was right then. Doc Savage is right here. And Doc Savage is right now. Let's take some calls. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Donna, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, please keep the lights on this phony terror threat that we're putting up with. They are trying to deflect and distract us by creating this phony crisis coming from the phony president-in-chief here. It's a disaster, and they cannot justify the NSA spying on American citizens.
So you don't believe it's true?
Never. Haven't at all.
But what if a bomb goes off at an embassy, for example, in wherever, in Spain, God forbid, over the weekend? Will we say I was wrong?
You know, they create crisis. I mean, a bomb went off at the Boston Marathon. Where were they then?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Fort Hood.
Yeah, who were the men in black with the backpacks and the radios in their ears? Never answered.
People are happier with what Russia's doing for us because we're learning more from them than we are from these guys.
I don't know. I'm very upset, Donna, that every other day there's another threat and we're being spied upon, which really worries me. This is so un-American. It's the antithesis of freedom, what this government under Obama is doing to us. And the leftists who are legitimate know this. They are furious at Obama for having gone way beyond his powers. He's stolen powers that were never, ever granted to the executive branch, ever. And the liberals know this. The real liberals now. There are real liberals, then there are foolish liberals, then there are phony liberals. I would say the diehard true liberals know that this terror alert may be fake. And it's just an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens. Okay, whatever. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
KSFO traffic from the Oakland Coliseum. You're on your way to see the A's and Rangers. Southbound 880. We've got an accident at 23rd Avenue. Two left lanes blocked. Traffic backed up before Highway 980. Slow and go in and out of San Francisco. Northbound 101, 280 to the lower deck and the upper deck from the island into San Francisco. Still slow getting into the wine country. Northbound 101 slows just past Highway 37. Continue into the Narrows. Eastbound 37 sluggish trying to get to 121 as well. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With a reputation management program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
There seems to be a government anarchy right now that I've never seen in my lifetime, whether it be the intelligence agencies spying with impunity and not answering to anyone, or a president who takes one vacation after another without answering to the people, or this little story, agents raid animal shelter and kill a deer named Giggles. Todd Starnes on Fox News said, "You can't believe this story. Your heart will break." The president of a Wisconsin animal shelter is furious after the State Department of Natural Resources raided the facility with armed agents, detained volunteer workers, and then killed a baby deer named Giggles. You see, a fawn had been abandoned by her mother. The family brought the deer to the Wisconsin shelter, and a group of thugs called sheriffs in Wisconsin with guns staged a surprise raid, arrested everyone in the shelter, and killed the baby deer and took it away in a body bag. But it gets worse. According to a state affidavit, the Department of Natural Resources, which is now basically a, how shall I say it, a crypto-fascist organization, was conducting aerial and ground surveillance in advance of the raid using binoculars and heat-seeking instruments and helicopters. 5 days before the raid to kill his baby deer, a DNR agent was hiding in the woods watching the deer walk in and out of the barn. So then these thugs, these punks with 9mm, with body armor, go into an animal shelter and arrest 9 staff members and detain them for 3 hours. They won't let them leave. They're under armed guard. A staff member takes pictures and they steal a camera from her. They find a little deer, Giggles, in the barn, cowering, frightened, and they shoot her. Are you next? You're like a frightened deer to these. What happens to men when they put on body armor and have a pistol in their hand? Does that give them the right to act like God? So you say you don't understand what's happening to this country. There's a madness that's running through the police agencies. They're buying military equipment up and down the avenue. They're buying all of this excess military equipment for Afghanistan that they don't need anymore. They're militarizing the local police departments who have nothing to do, by and large. They are raiding animal shelters and killing fawn? I don't understand. I have no words for this. I have no words for this. I'll let it go at that. Now you say, well, can you blame Obama for that as well? Now, I can't blame Obama for that, but there is a relationship to the lawlessness that's coming out of the White House that is now percolating down to the local sheriff and cop level. Let's put it to you that way. Look, the local city official is an imperious communist thug. I don't care what town you're in. I can't get potholes filled in Larkspur, California, because the thugs who run it steal all of the money for their pensions. They don't even answer emails. They're above the law. The governor won't crack down on it. They have money for pensions, not potholes? Yes. And they say screw you if you ask to have your street filled. So this thuggery that you see coming out of the Democrat machine in the White House is now translating down to the townhouse, whatever town you're in. They're no longer public servants. You are their servants. Do you understand how they've twisted it under Obama because he's such an imperious SOB? Obama is the most imperious SOB that has ever sat in the Oval Office. And because his imperiousness is not answered by an opposition party or by a press that no longer exists, the little Politburo thugs in your town are acting like mini Obamas. That applies to the senators, the congressmen. They make things up. They attack businesses for no reason. They make up statements that they claim are factual that aren't. All they do is sit there and attack people and businesses, tax you and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend, and give you no services. And when you scream for a service, whether it be a pothole or whatever else it may be from the government, they say, we don't have the money. We need to raise your sales tax. We need to raise your real estate tax. We need to raise your city tax. We need to raise your taxes tax. We need to tax your taxes. Don't you see where this ends? It ends with an implosion of a nation. I can't stop it. Can you? I don't know. How can you stop this? Government agents storm animal shelter and kill a baby deer. To me, it symbolizes everything wrong with the country. But let's get back to the big picture. Do you believe this terror alert is real? Or an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? Why should I believe them at all? Why? Why should I believe them? George on WABC. George, what do you think this is?
Well, first off, I think it's a diversion to take the people's mind off the Benghazi story. But I also wanted to let you know that in the Ramadan religion segment, the last night of Ramadan is referred to as the night of power.
Yeah, I know that. So what does that mean? They kill people and blow things up?
Well, who knows? We might find a camel loaded with C4.
Wait, what do you mean? Every Muslim is supposed to do what at the end of Ramadan? That's what? Night of power means what? It empowers them with energy from having gone through the Ramadan fast. So they're supposed to have energy from it. They're not supposed to commit violence.
Energy from Allah to do Allah's will.
Well, that doesn't mean they have to go out and hurt anybody. I don't think that the 1.2 billion Muslims are all going to go out and kill somebody. So where does this come from? That an offshoot or a segment of individuals within the religion believe it's their duty now to go and kill and blow things up?
That's part of it.
Well, what about Christmas? Doesn't Christmas empower Christians? How come they don't go out on a rampage at the end of Christmas?
Yeah, how come Obama didn't have a Christmas party? He had a Ramadan party.
Well, why? Because he's the first Muslim president. Everyone knows that. And if not an overt... Look, why are we even mincing words about it? His first father was an African Muslim. His second father was an Indonesian Muslim. Isn't it true that most boys are impressed by their father's religion and practice their father's religion? Why are we shocked by this? Why is it even a question? But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I know Muslims. They're very nice people. They want the same thing I want out of life. They eat the same food I eat. They tell the same jokes and laugh at the same jokes. So it's not about Muslim. It's about, is this a false threat or a real threat? That's all. That's what the question is. By the way, at the end of a Buddhist holiday, do they threaten to blow up embassies anywhere that you know of? To celebrate Buddhism? I don't know about that. I don't think so. It's not in the Buddhist calendar. How about Hinduism?
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
In an extraordinary move, the U.S. is closing embassies around the world.
Current information suggests that Al-Qaeda and its affiliated organizations continue to plan terrorist attacks both in the region and beyond.
The fact that you see unprecedented action in 21 embassies being closed, this is being taken very, very seriously.
It is an Al-Qaeda threat, yeah. Right. So it is of the Al-Qaeda branch. The intent is to attack Western, not just U.S. interests.
Terrorists,
well,
the bulletin says.
Okay, we got the picture. Terrorists, terrorists, terrorists. Right, right. Hide in your bunker. Everyone stay home because Ramadan ends on Sunday. Hide in your bunker. Let Uncle Sam take care of you. Big Brother will protect you. Big Sis is watching. Hide in your basement. Eat your dried food. Use your shortwave radio. Make sure your batteries are protected. It seems like aliens are landing from Mars. Get ready, the aliens are, because it's like a 1950s science fiction movie. On Sunday, the aliens will land. Stay in your homes. Now they're raising the stakes now. Now they're raising the stakes. They're telling you there's a travel alert on top of it all. What do you mean a travel alert? Where? In a car, in a plane, a bus, a rickshaw? What do you mean a travel alert? So the whole nation now has to sit cowering while the great government officials protect us from the Martians, who are about to land on Sunday with ray guns. This is becoming increasingly like a 1950s bad science fiction movie. But we just got an email that the White House is telling us Obama briefed on threats. I wonder whether he wears boxers and what size. What do you mean briefed on threats? The president is being updated on a potential threat occurring in or emanating from the Arabian Peninsula. The State Department's newly released travel alert makes clear that Al-Qaeda, blah, 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 may focus efforts to conduct attacks, blah, blah, blah. The president's directed the national security team, blah, 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 take a problem, protect the American people, blah, 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 update on a regular basis. Stay in your basements. Get your shortwave radios out. Make sure your batteries are running. Get your dried food. If you have anything left over from the year 2000, we suggest you break it out now. There are indications the threat may be particularly focused on Yemen. Both the U.S. So in other words, all we have to have is one hysterical Al-Qaeda member to send out one email, and the whole Western world starts cowering and hiding in their bunkers. What a country. What a country. From General Patton to a bunch of ninnies hiding in their bunkers. We're sitting here shaking over. One email could have been sent by one person in Yemen. One email could have, what, the whole West now is in hiding. But what's even more interesting to me is that they say, well, it's credible because it's coincidental with the end of Ramadan. And as you well know, the end of Ramadan, we're all experts now on Islam. All of the lapsed Catholics and lapsed Christians who know nothing about their own religion now experts on Islam. Jews who don't go to synagogue now know more about Islam now than they do about Judaism because of the brainwashing. We all know what Ramadan is. They don't know what Passover is. We all know what Ramadan is and when it ends, when it begins, what it means. We don't know what Easter means. Isn't that wonderful? In only a few short years under the first Muslim president, I mean the first president, fill in the blank, whatever you'd like. One size fits all. One size fits all. Look, it's late Friday night. You know, we ought to stop this. I think we should have faith in Big Sis, in Homeland Security. We should have faith in all of the intelligence agencies and all of the 1.3 million people with top security clearances, with guns, badges, and the ability to look into your proctology report. Because they have top secret clearance, and they've all been vetted. They've been vetted by people who couldn't even pass the test to be an FBI agent. They all have secret service. They're all Dick Tracy. Call up the proctologist. Listen, Dr. Cohn, listen, I want to know something. Do you have the proctology report on that talk show host? I want to find out why he's... How far does this go? What, medical records now? Is it that shocking? Medical records, phone records, whether you go to a toenail parlor 3 times a month, that turns up on a screen in some moron's office somewhere in a bunker in New Mexico. Some kid they hired from Brown University whose grandfather worked for Ronald Reagan. Now has a job in the CIA or the FBI. I don't even know. Who are these people? What are they doing? They're spying on you and me for no reason. So, you know, you could argue this is like the fireman who sets fires. You can get so cynical, you say, okay, the fireman wants the budget because they live in the firehouses and don't do anything. No one needs all those firemen. Everyone knows there's no fires anymore. Everything's so safe. We're so buttoned down. It's so sanitized, homogenized, ruminized. It's unbelievable. No house catches fire anymore. It's impossible. With all of the fire retardant, chemicals in the wood, chemicals in the floor, chemicals in the ceiling, chemicals in the air, sprinkler systems, there's no need for the firehouses. But the firemen aren't going to go home. They make $150,000 a year. The pension is through the roof. They don't even eat bacon and eggs anymore. They're all health food addicts. The firemen are in perfect shape. They got nothing to do but exercise and run around the gym. So what are they going to do, give that up? They're all waiting for the pension. You know what those pensions are like? That's why you can't get potholes filled. So what are they going to have to do? Once in a while, they need a fire. Well, and years ago, they used to catch people setting fires, but they don't do that anymore. Then no one would be that stupid. So why couldn't that apply on a federal level, I ask myself? Would you rather I just read the Merriam-Webster Dictionary for you tonight on the Savage Nation? I read The Doors of Perception and Heaven and Hell by Aldous Huxley, and I'm telling you, I'm looking right through the hole that goes between me and reality. I can look right through it. Or am I imagining things? Am I just imagining things? Because we do have to trust someone in our life. It may as well be Big Sis. Don't trust your wife. Don't trust your husband. Don't trust your children. Don't trust your priest. But do trust your government agent. That's what you have to do. You have to learn to trust your government agent. The Doors of Perception by Aldous Huxley. It's an amazing book. I don't know why it's popped into my head. It was in 1886 that the German pharmacologist Ludwig Lewin published the first systematic study of the cactus, to which his own name was subsequently given. Anhelonium lewinii was new to science. Anhelonium lewinii. Only botanists know how to pronounce a double I at the end of a species. I love when I first learned that in grad school. I thought I was so clever. Anhelonium Ludwig lewinii. Usually, yes, if you name a plant species, they traditionally name it after your last name. So if I had found the plant, it would be called Savage Eye. The primitive religion in the Indians of Mexico and the American Southwest, it was a friend of a memorial longstanding. Blah, blah, blah. They eat a root which they called peyotl, and which they venerate as though it were a deity. I wonder how many people in our agencies have taken peyote. I wonder how many of them are on acid trips most of the time. This sounds like an acid trip. The whole country has become like a gigantic acid trip. It's like it's like identical with the Dharma body, what's going on right now. The country's like Blake's drawing. If you cleanse the Doors of Perception, you'll see life as it is infinite. What did that mean? I never knew what that meant. Blake was a stone whack job. So, Blake, you read Blake? Yeah, I read Blake, yeah, man. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, cool. Yeah, I read Blake, yeah. You read Lorca? Yeah, I read Lorca. Read Blake? Yeah, I read Blake. That's a check. You read William Burroughs, man? Yeah, I read Burroughs. Cool. Yeah, I read them all. So now it's 30, 40 years later, and the stoners are 50, 60 years old, and they're still thinking that everything that they doubted about the government, all their cynicism now is applied in reverse, and they worship Obama, and they worship the government. I'm amazed. All of the leftists who feared government now love government. All the leftists who feared the intelligence, the CIA, now they love the CIA. How is that possible? They hated war, now they love war, because it has the bombs have a D on them. Because the drone has a D on it, it's a good drone. Where the bomb had an R on it, it was a bad bomb. So that's politics. All the dirty devices of the world now are loved by the evil left. Or think about that. All the dirty devices of the left of the world are now controlled by the leftists, so they're good dirty devices. They're clean devices. A rose is not a rose. Are chair legs chair legs? St. Michael and all the angels, were they real or were they false? Is it credible or is it invented? I'm speaking in tongues right now. I've gone from logical to paralogical to outright something else. I'm experimenting with your consciousness. I'm giving you consciousness expanding dialogue. Actually, I'm giving you consciousness expanding monologue. I'm giving you the equivalent of verbal mescaline. I'm giving you a visionary landscape of the world according to the world according to Obama. The visionary landscape of the world according to Obama. I'm giving you revealed truth that only Guru Savage can see. I have visions of heavenly delights. Which you have to understand that. See, I'm not waiting for the 72 virgins in the next world. I looked for them when I was young, but I couldn't find them, so I gave up a long time. When I was young, I mean, we're looking for that, but that was long. Today, are you kidding me? You don't look for that. So what's the reward for all of this? What is the reward for telling you the truth? What is the reward for being a truth-sayer? What is the reward for being a soothsayer? What is the reward for being a tooth-puller? What is the reward for being a tooth-filler? I don't know. You have to answer that yourself. If you're a dentist, you will know the answer to that. But the question I'm raising to you tonight, the questions are really quite simple and silly in a certain way. But, you know, silliness sometimes has its own truth to it as well. It's a silly show, I admit. I should be doing something serious like teaching you to get into your bunker and open up your dried food. Make sure your batteries are safe before Sunday. Go out and buy batteries tonight. Make sure you have bottled water in your basement. Hover down there. Put on your shortwave radio. Make sure listen for the government broadcast to tell you when it's all clear, when the Martians leave the country. I mean, what? Are they crazy? This is becoming like The Thing. It's like a 1950s science fiction movie, The Thing. Like this green gob is coming across America to get you. Hide in your basement. Only the government agents can save you with special ray guns. So you see, at a certain point, what I do is when it reaches a certain point where I can't take it anymore, where I know it's all BS, or I assume it's all BS, I turn it into a joke. It's a cosmic joke. It's not even a cosmic riddle. Obama is a cosmic joke foisted on America. He's one of the greatest tricksters in the history of the American political scene. Foisted on the American people, and every day we're supposed to take it more seriously than the day before. And each day we take him less seriously. He's lost his entire base except amongst the welfare recipients and the fraudsters who are making billions of dollars. Even the left, the legitimate left, has turned on this guy. They can look right through him. They know he's not living an impoverished life. They know he's abusing a tax base. He's flying here, he's flying there, he's hanging out with billionaires, and then the next thing is a speech about the poor. No one buys it anymore, except the shysters who are making fortunes, and the idiots on the bottom who don't know anything. All they know is they can ship food to the Caribbean in a container under Obama. That's all. That's all they got to know. Just go to a grocery, a carniceria, buy the meat, buy the wheat, buy the Kool-Aid, buy the Kellogg's, throw it into a barrel and send it to your relatives in the Dominica. So they can sell it on the street and then sell a barrel. Then they'll send the barrel back to New York and fill it again with welfare money. You hear? Unbelievable to me. Rehab racket. Disability racket. One racket after another. How many rackets can there be that the government doesn't stop? And why don't they stop them? Well, okay. They kill a fawn. That's what they do with the police agency. They got to kill a fawn that someone took in to save. Four men with guns and surveillance, binoculars, helicopter. Then you arrest the poor people at the animal shelter and kill a fawn. That's your government at work. So at a certain point, you know, the only writer that I could read anymore would be Henry Miller, like Black Spring or The Tropic of Cancer or Capricorn, because it is all a cosmic joke. The whole damn thing is a cosmic joke. You can't take these people seriously. You got to laugh at them. You know, the last power you have, you want to hear it? I'll give it to you straight up. The last power you have is to laugh in their face. Don't take them seriously. They're tricksters, jokesters, and stoners. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
With new economic policies in place and the financial future hard to predict, where do we go from here? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop on Tuesday, August August 13th in Pleasant Hill or Thursday, August 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. How are you affected by new tax laws and the stock market trends? What investment mistakes should you avoid? Join me and Pat Vitucci. That's Tuesday, August 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill, 7 p.m. or Thursday, the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try to handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact. The government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. This tax hotline will help tell you about new programs to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call this special tax hotline today for free info at 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Driving that train, high cocaine. Casey Jones, you better.
I was looking for a peyote song. I couldn't find one, so we played a little High on Cocaine for all you government workers out there working late tonight on Friday. U.S. issues global travel alert over Al-Qaeda threat, prepares to close embassies. Global travel alert. Damn! I was going to go to Yemen this weekend. I wanted to eat some Batesim. I was looking to get a nice order of Batesim and some pita. State Department issued a worldwide travel alert on Friday to U.S. citizens over an Al-Qaeda threat as Washington. There goes my trip to Yemen Saturday. I'll go out for the weekend and hang with the tribal folk. Get in touch with the sands of Arabia. So you heard of Lawrence of Arabia. It was going to be Mike of Arabia. People come out of school. They don't know what's going on around. And then they go to work for the CIA. They don't know what they're doing. What are they doing in there? They sit in front of a computer all day. How can they know reality? If a guy sits in front of a computer all day long and he reads an email from some crackpot in Yemen and says, we're going to attack, now the whole West closes down. Hide in your bunker now. So now it's the same. It's not just them. It's not their fault. It's the product of the entire West is now trapped in its own technology. So, for example, you have students of, quote, the natural sciences who are unaware of nature. If a snake bit them in the leg, they wouldn't know it was a snake, but they may be an expert in herpetology. It's the same thing where you have idiots coming out of divinity school who don't know what a religion is. They don't know where God is. They can't find God, but they study divinity. I have a PhD in it. You have people coming out of school who are experts on this and experts on that, but they don't even know their own field because they've never practiced it. They've read about it or they've heard about it, but they haven't actually practiced it. Go stand and look at the gravity of nature, the real world, the natural world. Go listen to the silence of nature. It will overwhelm most people who sit in front of a computer all day or watch television on a regular basis. You go stand and listen to the silence of nature in a canyon one day. When you stand face to face with the darkening sky in a canyon alone, undistracted, on a barren ridge, in the desolation of an ancient hill, you will understand what I am saying to you. And let me tell you something about that analogy I just gave you. Our friends in the desert do just what I said to you. They're much more clearly in touch with reality than we are. Never underestimate the Bedouin. Never underestimate them. You can denigrate them all you want. They believe in something. They believe in a religion. They believe in a God. And they believe in a way that you can't even understand what belief is anymore, because you're not in touch with any of this. We are divorced from reality. The more we indulge ourselves with computers and televisions and cell phones, I see girls walking around in a mall, 15, 16. They don't even look in front of them. They could trip over themselves. They're smiling at a device in their hand. They're smiling at a device. They don't know where they are. How can they know reality? They can't. But I can guarantee you Al-Qaeda knows reality. I can guarantee you. But is this reality or is this fantasy? You tell me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I've got a less than extreme home makeover you can do in about 20 minutes by yourself. Listen to me. Interior decorators will tell you this. The fastest, most economical way to change the look of any room is by adding designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Easy. And with my buddies at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. With prices lower than those giant chain home improvement stores, you can do it now for so little money, you'll wish you'd done it months ago. Make your house look nice. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my place? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Need another reason? How about saving an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now? And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states wasn't enough for you, they're also giving away $5,000. Get on the computer and go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Get on it. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO coming from the Oakland Coliseum with the Rangers and A's going at it for a battle of first place. If you're on your way, look for slow traffic southbound 880. Earlier crash at 23rd Avenue has been cleared, but traffic still slow before Highway 980. Northbound 880 Friday, it's still sluggish out of Fremont up to 38, but getting better. Westbound 80, 9th Street in San Francisco, have a crash there. Traffic backed up just onto the bridge. Northbound 101 still bumper to bumper through San Francisco, though, from 280 onto the lower deck. Northbound 680 over the Sunol grade still sluggish from about Mission Boulevard to Andrade, but clearly getting better. Eastbound 580 also sluggish through Livermore. North First out towards Greenville. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Hornblower Cruises and Events. Come aboard Hornblower Cruises for a one-of-a-kind dining experience, spectacular views, and entertainment on board. Whether it's a brunch or dinner cruise, you dine on scrumptious gourmet fare and spectacular views. Book your memories today at hornblower.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
AdvanceAutoPark.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
At AdvanceAutoPark.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Well, welcome back to the Antidote to Apathy, the Savage Nation. Constantly striving to increase the acuity of your perceptions. I'm sure you'll hear it Monday morning on Rush's show. Yes, to increase the acuity of human perceptions, Michael Savage. Do you believe this terror alert is real or an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? So it's the State Department issuing a worldwide travel alert to U.S. citizens over an alleged Al-Qaeda terror threat, right? As Washington closes its embassies and consulates throughout the Muslim world this Sunday over security concerns. No details have been forthcoming, but everyone's taking it very seriously. Now, as you well know, the noose is tightening on the State Department and the administration about their miserable failure about Benghazi. And as the noose tightens around them, they're getting desperate. So if you were them and you sat in a war room trying to figure out how to screw the American people even further after letting an embassy blow up because you were involved, I don't know, whatever the deal is, the CNN's reporting one thing and the other, Fox is reporting another. They're getting close. They're getting close. They sense that. That the major news networks, certainly not Michael Savage. I mean, he's just a jokester. He might be bright, but he's just a trickster and a jokester. No one takes him seriously. Oh, the show may be growing and moving on and this and that, but don't take him seriously. But take CNN seriously or Fox seriously. So they're saying that, hey, they're getting close. The wolfhounds are right near the, you know, the meat on the Benghazi thing. Finally, you know, a couple of years later, suddenly they're like on it. They're on it. CIA's the. Listen to the CIA report right now from CNN. Listen to this.
CNN has learned the CIA is involved in what one source calls an unprecedented attempt to keep the spy agency's Benghazi secrets from ever leaking out. Since January, some CIA operatives involved in the agency's missions in Libya have been subjected to frequent, even monthly polygraph examinations, according to a source with deep inside knowledge of the agency's working. The goal of the questioning, according to sources, is to find out if anyone is talking to the media or Congress. It's being described as pure intimidation with the threat that any unauthorized CIA employee who leaks information could face the end of his or her career.
Wow. Whew. So let's say you're the State Department, or you're in one of the intelligence agencies that dropped the ball on Benghazi. Let's put it in a benign way. What would you do to get CNN, Fox News, and the few American people who care about this, let's say 10 million people, to stop thinking about it? What would you do? Well, update. Dozens of CIA ops on ground during Benghazi. And look at the top of drug. Running arms smuggling team when consulate was attacked. We've heard that rumor before, right? Representative says Obama administration is hiding survivors of the Benghazi attack, changing their names. Oh, my God. So what would you do now if the bloodhounds, even the left-wing CNN, is getting close to you? Why you would say there's a terror threat, we're closing the embassies, and God knows something terrible could happen Sunday, because then it's over. Then it's over. It's like the Boston Marathon bombing. There were no answers to that question, so many questions about it, but it was swept under the rug. This is how people protect themselves. That's all. It's a job. It's like any other. You got to protect your job. It's as simple as that. Ellen DeGeneres to host Oscars. Oh, that's an important story. That should have an all-time low audience for her. Not because she's gay. It's because she's bad. She's not funny. I actually like gay women. I think they're wonderful. They can be charming. But Ellen DeGeneres just looks like a bad clown. She's always struck me as like a bad Charlie Chaplin, you know, imitation. I'd rather see Chris Christie hosting the Oscars. See, if they were smart in Hollywood, they would take a controversial politician who has like an image problem and put him on to run the Oscars. Chris Christie, bigger audience than ever. They can't think outside the box, to use a pat phrase. Or Anthony Weiner host the Oscars. Now, that would be a scene of him holding Oscar in his hand. Hey, think about that one. I would tune in for that. Anthony Weiner holding a big Oscar. No, if you want a big audience for the Oscars, I mean, what's the Oscars? Oscars. This is a schmucky thing, Oscars. It's a trade show. It's like the plumbers have a trade show and give the biggest plumber an award. You know, waste management. The waste management seminar for 2014 will be held in Boca Raton in the Hilton Hotel. So they give him an award for the best waste management guy. Okay, it's for a trade association. But now it's like the Oscars are like Godhead. Godhead at the Oscars. So you don't pick someone like Ellen DeGeneres. That's like predictable, big deal. Oh, she's a lesbian. How many times are we going to hear that during the Oscars? Oh, how exciting. That's really ground shaking, earth shattering in this day and age. How exciting. Ellen DeGeneres. Well, you're really showing how daring you are. No, daring would be Anthony Weiner holding an Oscar. That's an audience killer. That's forget about it. Variety, they wouldn't be able to, the audience would be off the charts. That's what I'm thinking about, not Chris Christie. Anthony Weiner hosting the Oscars. I'm giving him an idea now for the year to follow. What's going on in Egypt now? Egypt's military did not take over, says Kerry. Oh, he's a trustworthy source. You know, John Kerry, wow. That's one of the most trustworthy individuals in the history of the American government. Look at who's running. Wherever you turn now, it's people no one believes in. Everywhere you turn, there's nobody believing anymore in the top echelons of government. You think if Obama had brains, he would have taken someone like a conservative and made him a Secretary of State. At least get some of the people that hate you to start to believe in anything you do. But no, someone to the left of Obama he puts into the State Department. Let's see now. Taxpayers, the foot bill for congressional employees' health care. I saw about that. That was a big thing on radio today. Right. You have to pay your own premium, but then you're going to pay their premium too. Rangel, the Honorable Charlie Rangel. the Honorable Charlie Rangel will now be heard. Where is that story? Did you hear what he said? No, where is that Charlie Rangel story? I threw it away the minute I read it. He said the Tea Party is a bunch of white crackers who want to kill blacks. Okay, Charlie, that's very credible. You're well-believed. How's your vacation home in the Dominican Republic? How's that beach chair doing? You're going to visit it soon now that the Congress is out of session? Thanks to NSA surveillance, Americans are more worried about civil liberties and terrorism. This came out the other day. Last week's narrow House vote against the Amish Amendment, which was not Amish. It's the Amish Amendment. The Amish didn't try to push it. A guy named Amish did. Amish. Which was aimed at stopping the NSA's mass collection of Americans' phone records, reflects a narrow split among the general public. The vote was 270-205. That was amazing. You know who lobbied most against it? The liberals. They want massive surveillance. But even some Democrats realize they're going to get fired because of this. When they go back home, the people hate this. See, liberals who can think do not want spying. Americans are now more worried about civil liberties than terrorism. Wouldn't you be if you had a brain? With 1.3 million people with top security clearance? Why don't I have a top security clearance? If I had top security clearance, what would I do with it? I'd go into the medical records of Congress. I'd like to see the medication that the Democrats are on. Then I'd like to do a comparison of Democrat drug use and Republican drug use, prescription drugs and which prescription drugs, and do a chart. How many mind-altering drugs are Democrats on a daily basis as opposed to how many Republicans are on them? I think you could pretty much make a guess that it's probably 50-50 or 50-49 with 1% not taking drugs. Seth MacFarlane's new Fox sitcom full of disparaging portrayals of white men. I don't know who he is. I guess he's a big shot. New sitcom coming to Fox with lots of racial jokes, all directed at white men. There's a joke likening a boxing match to a game of punch to Puerto Rican. A young Asian woman dresses up as an anime character. I know who he is. I don't need to be told that. The real target of the joke is the white male making it. Just to be fair, these are some pretty disparaging portrayals of white men jokes star Seth Green. Never heard of him either. Now, can you imagine, and this is from Newsbusters by Noel Shepard, can you imagine any network airing a show full of disparaging portrayals of black men or Hispanic men or Asian men? Well, because that would be considered racist. And how about a disparaging portrayal of women? Can't do that. That would be sexist. But putting down white men, good, clean fun, according to the Vermin of Hollywood. Welcome to Obama's racist America. Garbage. That's the sound of another news article going in the garbage. Obama is the most divisive president in the history of America, with the least leadership qualities of any man that's ever sat in the Oval Office. Bill Clinton, on his worst day, with the purple dress and the stain, could at least marshal people to believe in him. At least those people who did the same things in their offices. Anyway, those who watched too many Mel Brooks movies. Record number, 21 million young adults living with parents. Wow. Record number of young adults are living with their parents. A new study from Pew Research finds that 36% of millennials now. What was I called? What's a millennial? What do you mean? Every generation has a name? What were we called? Workers? My generation was called workers. They're called millennials. What does a millennial mean? They sit at home and do nothing, go into a club at night. And then they surf the internet in the morning looking for a job they don't really want. Young adults age 18 to 31 are living at their parents' homes, the highest number of 4 decades. A record 21.6 million young adults were still living at home last year. Most of my friends that have graduated end up living back home because even if they have a job, they can't afford to pay rent and pay back their loans at the same time. Boo-hoo-hoo. Why'd you take a loan? So you could party the night away? Why'd you take a job in the student cafeteria? What'd you need a student loan for? Did you know one day you'd have to pay it? What'd you think your mother was going to pay it? Stephanie Lavone, a 20-year-old college student. Student! I'm a student! Living at home told CBS News. They're all students. Hey, I'm a student. What are you studying? SOS. Racism 101. She said, I know a lot of people that took out almost half or more of their tuition loans, which is 50 grand, so it's impossible to pay rent and live in New York City. So don't live in New York City. Go live in Pittsburgh. It's a great city. Go live in Cleveland. Who says you have to live in New York City? You can't afford it? Get out. A lot of people would like to live in Manhattan. They can't afford it, so they leave. Who says you have to live in New York? What, to go to the meatpacking district and get raped at 3 in the morning? I don't understand it. They want a job. They're out. I was reading these stories. They're out at 3:30 in the morning on the IRT, and they got beaten up. Really? How'd that happen? They're coming up from a club stone. They fall on a third rail while peeing on it. How'd that happen? What a generation millennials. Declining employment led more young adults to stay with their parents. No, they're lazy. It's not declining employment. They're lazy bums who think they're too good to take an entry-level job. That's all. How about taking 3 jobs? I worked 3 jobs and went to graduate school and raised a family. You could do it, too. Take 2 jobs, then live somewhere else where you don't want to live. Go live in a cocked apartment in Queens somewhere. Go live in a horrible apartment in Nassau County and commute an hour and a half, like real workers do. Doesn't hurt the Mexicans to do it. They're willing to live in 16 to a room and commute to Manhattan to a rotten job. How come they can do it? They're not millennials. They have a name. They have no image of them, so they didn't go to college and study how a bad America is, and how the church is evil, and how mother and father are passé, and how there's global warming, and the pipeline is no good. You idiots, you learn nothing. You're a brainwashed bunch of stupid people. Millennials, call them stupidity people. What millennials? I'm running through a stop set here. It's Friday night, and it's getting late, and I'm getting angrier by the second now. Actually, not angry. It's not angry at all. I'm waiting for Sunday. I wanted to go to Yemen, and I can't. I was going to fly there to eat some food, some Yemen food over the weekend, but damn, I can't. There's a travel alert. So I'm going to hunker down in my bunker, going to eat dried food, test the batteries, run the shortwave radio, and I'll report back to you Monday. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
What happened to the bold citizenry called the American male? Where did he go? Where are they? What happened to this bold citizen? A bunch of cowering, little hiding men. Oh, terror threat, hide in the basement. Why not launch a strike against whoever made the terror threat? Take out the whole town. You know where the email came from. Burn it to the ground. What is this country? What happened to us? A bunch of ninnies and feminists and frightened goons turning on the citizenry and saluting the enemy. What happened to this country? Can you imagine your grandfather's day that some tin pot dictator threatens America and they close the country down and tell you not to go in an airplane? No, it wouldn't have happened. No, it never would have happened. They would have launched, sent in the Marines. That's what they invented for, developed for. I'll tell you the story again in case you didn't learn it in high school. The U.S. Marines were fundamental. They were called leathernecks, right? Marines are called leathernecks. Do you know why? In the early days of the U.S. Navy in the 1800s, there were Muslim pirates on the Barbary Coast primarily. Muslims? Really? Yes. And they were raiding American merchant ships. So the U.S. Navy took some merchant ships and put iron on them, and made them into Ironsides, and put soldiers on the ships. And that was the beginning of the U.S. Navy. And then they took the toughest men they could find in bars, jails, wherever they could find them, the toughest guys in the world, guys who would be like you, extreme fighters today, wherever. Take them out of Pelican Bay. They put leather on their necks, gave them a sword and a gun, and said, you're going to board these ships, you're going to protect them from the Muslim pirates. So they were ready for it. Those guys know how to kill, and they like to fight. And that's how the Navy was born. So they had leather on their necks so that when the Muslim with the sword tried to strike them on the neck, the leather protected them from having their head cut off. That's the origin of the U.S. Marines. I know you didn't hear that in college. That's where some of the toughest men, that's how the toughest men were used in the U.S. Marines. Now, of course, we still have some of the toughest men in America going into the military in all branches of service. Unfortunately, under Obama, he's tried to eliminate as many of them as he can, replacing them with the weakest and the most politically insane elements from the top to the bottom. And that's why we now have a bunch of scaredy cats running everything, telling you to hide in your basement and listen to your shortwave radio because the Martians are coming on Sunday. But in the old days, they wouldn't have done this. Say, oh, the threat's coming out of Yemen. I can tell you what we're going to do. We have an aircraft carrier there. Let's see, on that aircraft carrier, we have a bigger air force than most nations have. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to find out where the email came from. There'll be nothing there tomorrow. That'll be the end of the threat. I can't do that, though, because the innocent people will be killed. No, so they can kill innocent people here, like the Boston bombing, World Trade Center. We can die. We're innocent. Doesn't matter, though. It's an insane world. The whole country's upside down. The first rule in business or in war, and as you well know, war is an extension of business. War is business by other means. But the first rule of war or business is strike first. Strike before the enemy strikes you, or you're going to lose. Whoever strikes first usually wins. We are still recoiling from 9/11. We haven't. Did we win this war? How did we win this war if we're dancing to their tune? How did we win this war if most Christians and Jews who know nothing about their own religion know it's Ramadan and ends on Sunday? They don't know when Passover is. They don't know when Easter is, but they know when Ramadan is. How is that possible? So tell me who won. Who's winning right now? Think about what I just said to you. Who's winning? Think about it. Credible threat. Maybe it is a credible threat. Doesn't mean you have to sit and cower over it. That's what the military is for, is to take care of the credible threat so the citizens don't have to worry about it. But the government is so anxious to shut you up. Well, you get the picture. So here we are. Look what's happened under this man. Look what's happened under this trickster, this jokester. Take a look at this country. Every day hiding. Hiding. Oh, running, hiding. Kurt in Tennessee, WKIM. Fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
I've never seen nothing like this in my life. Red, white, and blue. These colors don't run. I've never seen. You don't threaten the United States of America.
But we are no United States of America. This was the once United States of America. We're now the dis-United States of Obama.
I cannot put up with this. My country's better than this. I'm better than this. And I will not stand for this.
Well, that's the spirit. Yeah. That's the spirit that saved us from Hitler's Germany. That's the spirit that built America. And take a look at what we have running the country now.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. We have military for this. You do not.
That's right. That's right. They're not supposed to scare us. They're supposed to use the military to suppress the enemy so the enemy cannot harm us. Where is the military? Thank you, my friend. I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War just out in paperback this weekend. You'll find out what's coming. This is child's play compared to what's coming from our little friends from the Far East. But then again, it's all fantasy. The doors of perception. A Time for War? Nah, not in America. We're a peace-loving nation.
In an extraordinary move, the U.S. is closing embassies around the world.
Current information suggests that Al-Qaeda and its affiliated organizations continue to plan terrorist attacks both in the region and beyond.
The fact that you see...
All right, we heard the picture. Right, you got to do it. Now, first of all, Obama said Al-Qaeda was on the run and finished. That was a while ago, so I guess that wasn't true. So what is true in what he says? Now, this is true? Do you believe this terror alert is real, or are you skeptical and cynical, and you see it as a naked attempt to justify the massive spying on innocent American citizens that's being engaged in by this administration? That's a very clear statement. Somebody has to put a stop to this random spying. We're living in East Germany now. The Stasi is out there now. They speak in a different language. They're nice girls from Brown University. They're little college boys who just got out of college or joined the various intelligence agencies. They don't look like evil East German spies in a James Bond movie. They look like the girl and guy next door. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how they looked in Germany, too. They didn't look evil to them. They were just doing their job, following orders. So I'm sorry. I'm skeptical. What do you think, though? Maybe it's me. Maybe I have backed myself into a corner now with such suspicion of Obama that everything that is said I don't believe. It could be. You know, what do you think? Huh? I think it's still legal to ask a question in America, although I'm not certain. I guess this could be considered some kind of terrorist attack, even asking a question under Obama. But, hey, I'll ask it until it becomes illegal, then I'll follow the law. But I'm asking you again. Do you believe this terror alert is real? Well, how would you know? You can't even answer the question when you think about it. What, are you going to say yes or no? I mean, I think it's suspicious. They're closing all these embassies. What does that say to you? Why are they closing all of these embassies? So they can say, well, hey, we have a justifiable threat. Anything Peter King says and gang joins the government at this stage. You know that Peter King is now admired by Charlie Rangel? Peter King and Governor Christie have so moved to the left that even a character like Charlie Rangel says he can do business with him. In other words, they've gone over to the other side. How this happened, I don't know. I used to like both of them. How does this happen so fast? Is this real or false? Okay, let's take some calls. WABC Lewis, go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I may not be able to prove that Al-Qaeda is part of this issue, but I could potentially prove that they're not part of the issue. And the thing that tipped the hand is that they decided to close the Tel Aviv embassy, the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv. That makes absolutely no sense. I mean, if I were an official and I was in the Middle East and I was threatened by Al-Qaeda, I would run to the Israeli.
So you're saying that they're closing the Israeli, the embassy in Tel Aviv, the American embassy, for no reason? There's no way for the Al-Qaeda to get near it?
Yeah, that's bogus to me. You know, now, that doesn't mean there's not a threat. So there's two possibilities.
Either the Israelis haven't had any terror bombings for a couple of years since they put in the wall, which the liberals said was racist.
Right.
Since they frisk everybody, which they said was racist. They didn't give a damn what anyone said to them. They've kept their women and children and their old men safe by not listening to the Nelly Bells here in America, where everything you do to defend yourself is considered racism or somehow fascism. So the Israelis are able to defend themselves domestically, at least, from bombing. Therefore, I would assume the American embassy is as secure as you can get in the world, is what you're saying.
That's right. So there's two possibilities. A, either this is bogus, or B, what they're really anticipating is that potentially Israel is going to attack Iran, and the proverbial fan is going to get soiled. And everybody.
Oh, you think that could happen this weekend? That's nice. And I was gonna go somewhere Sunday. I guess I'll stay home and watch the fireworks. Again, Israel's threatening to bomb Iran. How long can this go on? That's the longest running almost show in American political history.
I know. Well, they.
I mean, come on already with Israel. Golda Meir died. You know, Israel's no longer Israel.
Well, I think
Israel's become Irving Berlin.
Well, you know,
it's like an Irving Berlin show. It's like a song.
Right.
Well, what's with Iran? Every other day they threaten with Iran. Every other day. How come they haven't done it yet if they're going to do it? 2 years ago, before the election, Netanyahu was saying, we have 2 weeks left. The clock is ticking. 2 weeks to go. 13 days to go. 10 days to go. I'm dreaming of a way. And then Christmas came and nothing happened. Then Obama won. There was no longer a threat about every 2 minutes. They're going to get the bomb. They almost got the bomb. Do they have the bomb? 2 minutes to Armageddon. I mean, what do they want us to believe them too? I don't believe a word Israel says. How's that, Lewis?
Well, you know.
Let's stop putting Israel on a podium. I don't know who's wagging whose dog. I don't believe a word I hear from the government at all, any government. Do you? Why shouldn't a citizen automatically trust the government? Explain to me.
You can't. That's why, you know, when I saw that Israel was...
55% of the people don't work. 55% of the people are deadbeat bums who steal my money. 55% of the bums sit around there trying to get more money. Fake disability rackets, you name it. You name it, fake disability rackets, one thing after the other, all being fed Obamacare, food stamps, this stamp, that stamp. Driving around in Mercedes and buying stuff in supermarkets that they can't buy. Are you joking? Sending foodstuffs to the Caribbean. No one cracks down on them. Then on the corporate level, GE pays no taxes on $5 billion of revenue. Microsoft pays almost no taxes, the last I checked. Google pays almost no taxes and uses a military hangar at Moffett Field. How did that all happen? How'd that all happen? I say I should trust the government that treats people so unfairly? See, I speak for millions of you. You know, it's good to be free, and thank God I'm still free, because I remember when I was off the radio for a month or two in between the syndication deals, I remember the day I found out I was coming back on Cumulus and I would have these great stations, including KSFO in San Francisco. I couldn't wait to get back on the air, and I'm back on the air, and I'm glad you're listening to me on the air, and I'm glad you found the Savage Nation, and I'll ask you again, do you believe this terror alert is real? Or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? This is the Savage Nation, the antidote to apathy. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend, Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by representative Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
You do not want to outlive your retirement income, and there are ways to help protect your assets and avoid investment mistakes that you can do right now. I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop Tuesday, August 13th in Pleasant Hill, or Thursday, the 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. Pat can help you build a solid, comfortable financial game plan to suit your lifestyle as you grow older. Again, financial seminar Tuesday, the 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill at 7 p.m., or Thursday, the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation, but call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
The chairman of the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee said Al-Qaeda appears to be behind a threat that has prompted several U.S. embassies to close on Sunday, which is the marks the end of Ramadan, a holiday in the Muslim calendar. I don't know of any other religion that celebrates the end of a religious holiday by threatening to blow up embassies, but we'll put that aside as a separate conversation. It is my understanding that it is Al-Qaeda linked and the threat emanates in the Middle East and in Central Asia, Representative Ed Royce said Friday on CNN's New Day program. Royce, a Republican, said he and several other lawmakers met 2 days ago with Vice President Joe Biden on the threat. Joe Biden's the same one who outed the SEAL Team 6. Okay, so it's coming from Joe Biden already. That's another factor to put onto the cynical scale. Here we go. And we're going to take whatever steps necessary to protect our personnel overseas. When we do have an indication of threat, we take that seriously. Great. Very, very nice. I'm glad they're protected. They protect them. It's good. They protect their own, except in Benghazi. So now, who is behind these threats to embassies? This is sort of like a fireman who gets a huge budget to put out fires, and there haven't been any fires. So they say we have a threat that that there's going to be a fire in 36 embassies around the world tomorrow. I don't know. And then we hear the CIA is threatening employees. The CNN, it's not my reporting. I don't need any more trouble. CNN's reporting that the CIA is threatening every CIA employee with polygraph tests daily to make sure they're not leaking to the press anything about Benghazi. You hear? Wow. Whoa. Whoa. Boy, oh boy. So let's see. On Christmas, after the end of Christmas, Christians don't threaten to blow up embassies across the Arabian landscape. At the end of Passover, the Jews don't take their matzah and threaten to turn it into some kind of bomb and blow up Arabian embassies to celebrate the end of Passover. What is this with a religion that threatens to blow things up to celebrate a holiday? I don't understand this. Well, I understand. There's a few renegades. It's not the religion per se. The religion per se is a religion of peace, by and large. These are a few rogue elements within the religion. You know, a few rogue element. So let's see. There's 1.2 billion Muslims, and there's a rogue element is 1%. 1% of 1.2 billion. How many people that is? That's not a lot. That's a lot of people. Let's say it's 1% of Muslims are extremists. Say 1%. So what's 1% of a billion? Do the math. But I think that we should legalize every illegal in the country, no matter where they're from, because it would be racist to, if you're going to legalize all the Mexicans here illegally, for example, then you should legalize any Muslim who's here, even if he's plotting to bomb us. You should give him amnesty. Because otherwise it would be racist to exclude the Muslims and give them a secondary screening. They should screen your grandmother at the airport. The TSA should screen your grandmother's underwear, even if she's in a wheelchair and she's a nun. But you wouldn't want to screen a Muslim who came in here illegally because that would be racist. Rochester, New York, WHAM, Yanth. I don't know how to pronounce the name. Yanth? Yanth? Yanth, you're on the Savage Nation.
I agree with what you're saying in principle, but in this case, I'm a professional astrologer. I've been doing what I do for almost 30 years, and this is real.
Listen. I know. You know, although I'm scientifically trained, I actually believe in astrology up to a certain point, and that offends most of my religious listeners who think astrology is witchcraft. But that's okay. I draw intelligence from any source I personally can, since I don't know anybody. So you think that according to the astrological star charts, this is a real threat?
Yes, when Mars and Neptune line up, it's a really nasty combination when those two get together.
So this is the only threat we have, not a train going off a track, a plane falling out of the sky, a Jaguar not starting, a double migraine, the dog getting a toothache. I mean, only the Al-Qaeda threat comes up?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that when something like the Al-Qaeda threat comes up, generally, you'll see up in the sky what is going on up in the sky. And it's not even exact until August 11th.
All right, so you're saying it's a time of what? The planets are indicating that something catastrophic can happen. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. When Mars and Neptune...
Well, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. Does that apply to individuals as well? All of my listeners should be afraid that something personally is going to happen to them, a catastrophic event in their own life?
not every single person, because every single person's chart is different. But
wait a minute. So wait a minute. So what chart? Hold it. So what chart are you reading? Al Qaeda's chart?
I don't have to. One doesn't have to read anyone in particular's chart to know.
Okay, but wait a minute. You just said you're not reading anyone in particular's chart.
Wait.
So how would you then say that it's potentially realistic?
Because when this kind of thing happens, it corresponds to certain things going on up in the sky. And when this kind of evil is contemplated and planned,
yeah,
you will see it reflected if you watch the planets, and the aspect between Mars and Neptune that reflects this is exact on August 11th. There's another one on September 2nd, and it doesn't happen just at the moment of the...
August 11th, you said, but they're saying it's going to happen this Sunday, which is August 4th.
Next thing I was going to say is that the energy builds up towards it well in advance. And it would make sense.
All right. So what about like, I'm going to lay it on the line and make it very personal. So should I be worried, too, about some event?
I wouldn't know that unless I looked at your individual chart.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. Thank God. I mean, I'm just joking. How would I know? I don't have my palms read anymore. I don't have my horoscope read anymore. When I was young, I did that kind of thing. I think it was a product of alcohol and marijuana, frankly, and idiocy. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I believe that I used to ask people, show my hand. Was stupid. Wasted my time. If I had only bought the building in which the bar was in the East Village, imagine. Instead of looking, trying to be Mr. Bohemian in the bar, in the West Village, read my palm. Is there a poet there? What can I do? Look at the girl with the long hair. Instead of doing that, if I bought a piece of real estate in the slum at that time instead, could you imagine? Idiot. Children don't know anything. In that sense, Obama's right for putting children up to age 26 on Obamacare in their parents' home. They're morons. They have no idea what's going on in the world unless they've gone into the military. Then they come out with a knowledge of the world. Otherwise, they're morons. What do they know? Nothing. Let's take some calls. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Donna, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, please keep the lights on this phony terror threat that we're putting up with. They are trying to deflect and distract us by creating this phony crisis coming from the phony president-in-chief here. It's a disaster, and they cannot justify the NSA spying on American citizens.
So you don't believe it's true?
Never. Haven't at all.
But what if a bomb goes off at an embassy, for example, in wherever, in Spain, God forbid? Will we say I was wrong?
You know, they create crisis. I mean, a bomb went off at the Boston Marathon. Where were they then?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Fort Hood.
Yeah, who were the men in black with the backpacks and the radios in their ears? Never answered.
People are happier with what Russia's doing for us because we're learning more from them than we are from these guys.
I don't know. I'm very upset, Donna, that every other day there's another threat and we're being spied upon, which really worries me. This is so un-American. It's the antithesis of freedom, what this government under Obama is doing to us. And the leftists who are legitimate know this. They are furious at Obama for having gone way beyond his powers. He's stolen powers that were never, ever granted to the executive branch, ever. And the liberals know this, the real liberals now. There are real liberals, then there are foolish liberals, then there are phony liberals. I would say the diehard true liberals know that this terror alert may be fake. And it's just an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens. Is this a false threat or a real threat? That's all. That's what the question is. By the way, at the end of a Buddhist holiday, do they threaten to blow up embassies anywhere that you know of to celebrate Buddhism? I don't know about that. I don't think so. It's not in the Buddhist calendar.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here, folks. You positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
And when you say amplify the terrorist threat, Taliban wins, Arif. Is that the short version in Islamabad? Taliban wins?
John Batchelor.
Yes, maybe the Afghan Taliban will have greater prospects for controlling the south and the east and then maybe even closer to Kabul. But if Afghanistan descends into a civil war, that will reduce the ability of the Pakistani security forces to control their own border.
Weeknights at 9 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right. Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels.
And it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Over 1,000 items on sale store-wide for every style of riding.
Many prices too low to advertise.
Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories.
And every bike in the store
is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Now through Sunday.
Go to PerformanceBike.com for locations.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler from Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Officials say a fire that damaged 8 cars in an apartment complex in Hayward this morning was caused by a man who lit a cigarette while trying to siphon gas. Firefighters were able to get the fire out before it reached any homes on Montgomery Street near Simon. No one was hurt by the fire. However, the man suspected of starting the fire was punched in the eye by neighbors. He is now under arrest. A San Mateo woman is now facing child endangerment charges after using a public library as a babysitter last month. The woman brought her 3-year-old son to the John Daly branch on Hillsdale Boulevard to watch a puppet show. She told police she left him there because she thought that she had left the stove on at home. And while she was at home, she decided to have lunch. Your weather forecast. Summer pattern continues. Low clouds tonight at the coast and the bay. Temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow, low 60s at the coast, upper 80s inland. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
There used to be a government anarchy right now that I've never seen in my lifetime. Whether it be the intelligence agencies spying with impunity and not answering to anyone, or a president who takes one vacation after another without answering to the people. Or this little story, agents raid animal shelter and kill a deer named Giggles. Todd Starnes on Fox News said, you can't believe this story, your heart will break. The president of a Wisconsin animal shelter is furious after the State Department of Natural Resources raided the facility with armed agents, detained volunteer workers, and then killed a baby deer named Giggles. You see, a fawn had been abandoned by her mother. The family brought the deer to the Wisconsin shelter, and a group of thugs called sheriffs in Wisconsin with guns staged a surprise raid, arrested everyone in the shelter, and killed a baby deer and took it away in a body bag. But it gets worse. According to a state affidavit, the Department of Natural Resources, which is now basically a, how shall I say it, a crypto-fascist organization, was conducting aerial and ground surveillance in advance of the raid using binoculars and heat-seeking instruments and helicopters. 5 days before the raid to kill his baby deer, a DNR agent was hiding in the woods watching the deer walk in and out of the barn. So then these thugs, these punks with 9mm, with body armor, go into an animal shelter and arrest 9 staff members and detain them for 3 hours. They won't let them leave. They're under armed guard. A staff member takes pictures and they steal a camera from her. They find a little deer, Giggles, in the barn, cowering, frightened, and they shoot her. Are you next? You're like a frightened deer to these. What happens to men when they put on body armor and have a pistol in their hand? Does that give them the right to act like God? So you say you don't understand what's happening to this country. There's a madness that's running through the police agencies. They're buying military equipment up and down the avenue. They're buying all of this excess military equipment for Afghanistan that they don't need anymore. They're militarizing the local police departments who have nothing to do, by and large. They are raiding animal shelters and killing fawn. I don't understand. I have no words for this. I have no words for this. I'll let it go at that. Now you say, well, can you blame Obama for that as well? Now, I can't blame Obama for that, but there is a relationship to the lawlessness that's coming out of the White House that is now percolating down to the local sheriff and cop level. Let's put it to you that way. Look, the local city official is an imperious communist thug. I don't care what town you're in. I can't get potholes filled in Larkspur, California, because the thugs who run it steal all of the money for their pensions. They don't even answer emails. They're above the law. The governor won't crack down on it. They have money for pensions, not potholes? Yes. And they say screw you if you ask to have your street filled. So this thuggery that you see coming out of the Democrat machine in the White House is now translating down to the townhouse, whatever town you're in. They're no longer public servants. You are their servants. Do you understand how they've twisted it under Obama because he's such an imperious SOB? Obama is the most imperious SOB that has ever sat in the Oval Office. And because his imperiousness is not answered by an opposition party or by a press that no longer exists, the little Politburo thugs in your town are acting like mini Obamas. That applies to the senators, the congressmen. They make things up. They attack businesses for no reason. They make up statements that they claim are factual that aren't. All they do is sit there and attack people and businesses, tax you and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend, and give you no services. And when you scream for a service, whether it be a pothole or whatever else it may be from the government, they say, we don't have the money. We need to raise your sales tax. We need to raise your real estate tax. We need to raise your city tax. We need to raise your taxes tax. We need to tax your taxes. Don't you see where this ends? It ends with an implosion of a nation. I can't stop it. Can you? I don't know. How can you stop this? Government agents storm animal shelter and kill a baby deer. To me, it symbolizes everything wrong with the country. But let's get back to the big picture. Do you believe this terror alert is real? Or an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? Why should I believe them at all? Why? Why should I believe them? George on WABC. George, what do you think this is?
Well, first off, I think it's a diversion to take the people's mind off the Benghazi story. But I also want to let you know that in the Ramadan religion segment, the last night of Ramadan is referred to as the night of power.
Yeah, I know that. So what does that mean? They kill people and blow things up?
Well, who knows? We might find a camel loaded with C4.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? Every Muslim is supposed to do what at the end of Ramadan? This is what? Night of power means what? It empowers them with energy from having gone through the Ramadan fast. So they're supposed to have energy from it. They're not supposed to commit violence.
Energy from Allah to do Allah's will.
Well, that doesn't mean they have to go out and hurt anybody. I don't think that the 1.2 billion Muslims are all going to go out and kill somebody. So where does this come from? That an offshoot or a segment of individuals within the religion believe it's their duty now to go and kill and blow things up.
That's part of it.
Well, what about Christmas? Doesn't Christmas empower Christians? How come they don't go out on a rampage at the end of Christmas?
Yeah, how come Obama didn't have a Christmas party? He had a Ramadan party.
Well, why? Because he's the first Muslim president. Everyone knows that. And if not an overt... Look, why are we even mincing words about it? His first father was an African Muslim. His second father was an Indonesian Muslim. Isn't it true that most boys are impressed by their father's religion and practice their father's religion? Why are we shocked by this? Why is it even a question? But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I know Muslims. They're very nice people. They want the same thing I want out of life. They eat the same food I eat. They tell the same jokes and laugh at the same jokes. So it's not about Muslim. It's about, is this a false threat or a real threat? Terror threat from Al-Qaeda. Here we go again. The dancing puppets are drawn out again from the closet. The puppets are brought out. The strings are put up on top of the cage. And Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Ooh, it's like a Punch and Judy show. So they've been spying on the average American for no reason. There's even an outcry amongst liberals about the spying on average Americans. The ACLU said it's illegal. The far left, the middle left is saying no to Obama. You shouldn't be doing it. It's worse than Bush. Stop it. So in order to justify, how do you justify spying on the average American? Well, I don't know. You say there's a threat. Then you find the threat. Maybe they'll get some ragtag guy out of the desert in Yemen. They'll say, we caught him just in time. Here he is with the sizzling bomb. Here he is, some yokel with a sheep. They'll get some goat shepherd. They'll yank him out of the desert on a helicopter and throw him into a cell somewhere and say, we caught him with the bomb. I don't believe anything anymore. I'm cynical at the... No, I swear. You know, look, I grew up so cynical. My father was such a cynic from Russia that it's lucky I could even get up in the morning. I'm surprised I wasn't a mental defective at six out of depression. The people who would come into my father's antique market ranged the whole spectrum of humanity, you name it. Now, there was a doctor who came in. Did I ever tell you about the schizophrenic doctor, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the real-life Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Because I will right now. Ludlow Street, Lower East Side, 1950s, antiques market, 10 stores in one. The stream of humanity would come in and bargain and buy and handle in this. From the low antique to the costume jewelry, they would come in and come out, and they would march around. Well, amongst this mass of humanity that I would see when I would work there on weekends was a doctor. One day he would come in dressed immaculately. He was an uptown doctor, had a good practice, we heard, in a hospital, no less. And then some days he'd come in completely disheveled. His clothing was ripped. He needed a shave. He looked like he had, wet his pants. And no one laughed at him. I would sort of giggle, and I'd say, Dad, look. And he'd grab my hand and stop me and put his hand over his mouth and go, shh, and pull me in the back of his little stand and say, don't say that. I said, what do you mean don't say it? Look at him. He said, that's Dr. X. I said, well, why is he like that today? He said, because, well, you see, he's an alcoholic. I said, what's that? He said, someone who drinks too much, they can't control it, and he loses control of himself. I said, well, how can he be a doctor? He said, well, he's not like that all the time. He only gets like that occasionally. Well, that was one of the people that I saw in that market, and it was 100% true. There were many, many other characters in the antiques market who I've talked about over the years. What I'm getting at is human beings are complex. We all have very difficult lives, no matter what our life is, no matter how much you think the next man is sailing through it. Let's say he's got more money than you, or go to the club in the Hamptons. Big deal. And you're telling me he's not suffering in that club in the Hamptons, wondering if he's accepted, if his abs don't look right, if his wife isn't. You know what I'm saying? The human condition is such that it really doesn't matter what level of society you're in. And I've lived in villages in the Fiji Islands and in Tonga and in Western Samoa and in the Marquesas. And I can tell you I understand one thing. human beings are the same everywhere on Earth. And they have the same aspirations from the village to the high rise. It's the same hierarchy from the village to the high rise. Some have more than others, and everybody wants more than they have. And there's certain guaranteed universal truths in every segment of society and every type of society. Whether the society has a bone in their nose or a Mercedes in the garage, the man inside is the same. That's what I found. By and large, it's 100% true. But you need to have gotten out of the little world that we all live in to understand that. So where does that lead us? It leads us back to where we are, which is don't judge a man when you first meet him because you can't tell who he is. I'll give you another example. Dad sold antiques. What were they? They weren't particularly rare antiques, but they were nice. I grew up around art objects. Many of them were bronze statues, which I still love to this day. 1890, 1900, French bronzes, the Doré bronzes, some great foundries. I learned the difference between good sculpture and Dreck. I learned a good cast from a bad, etc. So from day to day, different people would come in and buy, and it was mainly a retail outfit. But occasionally he'd sell to an antique dealer. Where from? He wasn't a wholesaler, but they come from the South, from South Carolina and North Carolina, where they own antique stores. I'll never forget to this day, there was a black gentleman who came in, very well dressed, and he would come in the store. Now, this was unusual in New York in the 1950s, in a certain sense, in a certain segment of society. People were basically of the same race across the board. And this gentleman would come in, spoke very politely, and he would ask my father, how much is that statue, Ben? And he'd say, well, $600. Okay, I'll take it. How much is that one? $550. I'll take that. How much is that grandfather clock? $1,200. I'll take that. He would never bargain with him. This black gentleman never bargained. He didn't chisel my father. He would buy 10 or 15 pieces. It was a lot of money. He would take it all. He said, I'll take it all. I'll be back Tuesday. Thank you very much. And he'd write him a check. So I would sit there astounded because there were times that he didn't sell very much. There were very lean times in that store. And my father would look at me and he'd say, you know, Michael, he said, you can learn a lesson from what just happened. I said, what do you mean? He says, never, ever judge a person by their skin color or how they look. You just don't know who they are. I'll be right back. Yes, this is what you call insanity. I penned a book a number of years ago in 2005 called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. Doc Savage was right then, Doc Savage is right here, and Doc Savage is right now. Before the show, I went to some mall I go to sometimes, and I look at ordinary people. I don't know if they're smart or stupid. I don't know what they are. I'm sure it's a mixture. The women are buying the shoes. The shoe department, they're killing each other to buy the shoes. The children are eating ice cream cones. The manic depressives are lining up around the block for a coffee. They don't even know what's going on around them. That's the average American. It's summertime. It's summertime. That's all. They don't know. They have no idea who they think the president is Obama. They're pretty sure of it. And he's a great guy. He's wonderful. That's all. They're nothing. They don't care about spying. They don't care if the government knows whether they bought Manalo shoes or Seagram 7. They don't care. So what do you think? Is it real or is it false? And what do you think about a religion that celebrates the end of a holy day by wanting to blow things up? Wow! Wow! I'm dreaming of a white Christmas by Bing Crosby. So the next time he sings White Christmas, should the Arabs cower and close their embassies around the world? Of course not. Christianity is a religion of peace. Judaism is a religion of peace. Buddhism is a religion of peace. Hinduism is a religion of peace. But they're not called religions of peace. To the haters on the left, they're hateful religions. You get it? What's your opinion? I'll take your calls, I promise you. Can you prove that there's a terror threat? It's impossible. See, there's no way to prove there is a terror threat. How do you prove this? If there isn't one, they say they stopped it. If something does occur, they say they almost stopped it, but they knew it was coming. Is it real or false? I'm sorry, I've lost all faith in the government media complex. A phrase I coined in 1998. That's right, it was I, not Rush. I know Rush is the God Almighty of the conservative media. God bless him. He's done a very good job. But he's not the God Almighty of the conservative media, okay? And I'll tell you right now, I coined the phrase, beware the government media complex, in 1998. And you have to understand that there's a reason that I gave that speech in 1998 before the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco when they permitted one conservative on the board who got me in there. And I warned America that under Bill Clinton, it was becoming increasingly clear to me that there was a government media complex along the lines of what Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. It's too cozy a relationship. Well, now we've come to the point where there is no government media complex. It's so reversed now, it's the media government complex. I actually believe in my heart of hearts that the government answers to the media, not the other way around. It's not the government telling the media what to do. It's the media literally dictating to the government what to do. Look at who owns the media. Take a look at your ownership. Look at your interlocking corporate directorships. Take a look who's on the board of CNN, MSNBC, General Electric, Fox. Take a look at it, and you'll understand what I'm saying to you. So it comes back to why should I believe a word they tell me? So it justifies, but it justifies the budgets of CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, and tells us, oh, well, you know, we got to give up our freedom in order to be secure. How much more freedom do you have to give up to this character in the White House until you realize you're a slave? Is it real or not? And is it a secondary question that I'm embarrassed to ask because it's very insensitive of me to ask this question. We're told it's the end of Ramadan. Oh, and said they celebrate a holy holiday by blowing things up? Wow! Why don't you introduce that religion into every American school and every American textbook and teach the children that it's a religion of peace?
Savage.